This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
At a minimum, I'd be talking about a tax that basically says we're going to keep
it. I think it's important to investigate violent extremism.
What we've seen is a slow-motion flip-flop.
As I was saying, I'm going to roll out an infomercial for my poetry book.
My heart cries out for you.
Now, isn't that low?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show.
My heart cries out for you.
That knows what it's talking about. President Obama says tribunals can resume at Gitmo. A bizarre 911 call by a home intruder in Portland, plus a former NPR executive gets caught insulting the Tea Party. PhilHendryShow.com is our website. Visit us often. Get yourself a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video of the show right now, as well as live streaming audio. And enjoy our archives and enjoy our podcasts and enjoy our many, many different features on demand, all over the boards, plus our news stories, our blog, and so on and so forth. In fact, we have a very interesting blog. It's just a reprint of an article on our homepage at philhendryshow.com. Bud, you'll be interested in this. A big company, I don't want to say which one. It's a big syndication company?
Yeah.
A big syndication company. Are you ready for this? They're paying. They're not even paying phone callers. They're auditioning actors to be phone callers on their talk shows.
Yeah, that like a comedy show?
Well, I mean, a comedy show? No. These are phone callers that would call in to any show. The people that are running this business who audition the actors, who are then paid to be callers on talk shows, they're saying, well, you can use them any way you want. And certainly there are morning shows that use funny-voiced callers. Well, of course they do. They use professional actors or comics to do funny voices. On our show, we use character voices, and that's about as much as I'm going to comment on that. And we use them in a very specific way. But we don't pay them.
Yeah, I see you don't pay them.
Thank you. But that's the way we... It's the way we do it. But in any event, go read the article and see what you think. And one of the reasons why they're doing this, because we discovered, we didn't discover anything, we knew something, and we've known it for a long time, that these big companies are just starting to figure out. And that is the, what does that mean? It means if you have a caller that is interesting, a caller that's intelligent, a caller that is you know, the caller that engages the host in a intelligent and interesting and provocative way, and so on and so forth. A lot of times you don't have that, and you're sort of sifting and picking and choosing between phone calls. The novelty, in other words, of having people call talk shows has worn off. The novelty of being able to have a show, hey, look, man, let's take a phone call from somebody in a phone booth somewhere out in the world. Oh, wow, he's on the radio now. That the novelty of that is worn off. It's not such a big thing anymore. Now, is the call any good? So what are they doing? They're auditioning actors. And I'm saying this to you guys listening because what they're doing is they're taking your place. They are taking your place on the air.
That's no good, man. People ought to rise up against that.
Rise up. Exactly. Rise up and burn the castle down. I don't mean that in any literal way, but I have to say, when I think about it,
my heart cries out for you.
Because I think you guys are getting a little bit of the short shrift, you know, by a bunch of guys at the very top who are oftentimes referred to as...
A-ho.
All right, 877... Just kidding around there.
You gotta watch out, man. You get fired.
Oh, get fired? I can't get fired. Yes, I can. I'm not doing my Charlie Sheen here, man. Welcome to the show. This is our news hour, and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard are with me. And we do thank, of course, Doug Danger, and I hope things work out for you, Doug, because you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
You know what? Don't be homophobic, man.
I ain't homophobic. That guy comes on here with the gay man and gay journalist. I hope things work out for him. And then I also hope things work out for Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley after that cotton ball got thrown at their kid. You know, you never know, man. Kids can get very... traumatized.
Yeah, they said that.
I don't know why you would not believe any of that.
Why? What do you mean, why I wouldn't believe any of that? A cotton ball is thrown at her son, and he got traumatized, so she says. You know, and I didn't like that thing she said about how, well, Steve knows that if we ever get a divorce, the boys are going to be living with me because we have the now famous cotton ball incident. I agree with about half of the callers that called up who said, there's a lot more going on here than meets the eye, man. There's something rotten in Denmark. All right.
Well, what's in Denmark?
Something rotten.
Something rotten.
Exactly. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Alhambra. What is that, man? Why'd you put that country music on? Let's go to Alhambra on the Phil Henry Show and Lloyd. Lloyd, hi. Go ahead.
I'll be in.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I enjoyed your program, Mr. Henry, and I wanted to ask you, the gentleman that was on that I... is momentarily about Charlie Sheen.
I turn him down.
God, are you there?
Yes, sir.
What did you heard?
Well, he said he wrote a book called Queer 2.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not here to sell his book or to promote that word as acceptable as it may be in the gay community.
All right. Well, he said that he wanted to do more Charlie Sheen. And I said to my wife, he says he wants to do more Charlie Sheen, and she said, well, perhaps he means that he wants to have a physical in some way, do it to him. And I said, no, I think he means the reporting. And my wife said, well, I don't know. And I said, I'd call your program.
Well, what are you asking me?
Well, what I'm asking you is... we would like to hear more of the Charlie Sheen. And when the man who came on your program and claimed to have written a book called Queer 2. Am I correct about that?
You're correct about that, yes.
All right, sir.
Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. All right, fine. We'll hear more about that. Let's go over to, this is Denver on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm calling about the Charlie Sheen article that you were reading. I think Mr. Sheen...
Well, we were actually just talking. We weren't really reading an article. Well, maybe we were reading a little bit of an article.
Well, you were mentioning the video cast that he did, and I watched it. I think it's indicative of the Hollywood lifestyle. Also, he's a movie act. Comes from a movie actor family, and so I don't think there'd be any difference there. See, what he's doing, you know.
That he comes from a Hollywood family?
Yes, sir, and what he's exposed to, you know. But I find things fascinating. I think he's been a good actor. I'd like to see more about it, you know.
You want to hear more talk about it?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to on the radio, yeah. But you don't do it, you know. A lot of people have been asking about that.
All right, sir, thank you. 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. It's interesting, you know, all of a sudden everybody, I got Doug Danger on the line, and all of a sudden we're getting calls about Charlie Sheen, you know, which is fascinating, because generally speaking, at least, there isn't a lot there other than to say the guy's a mess.
Guy's a mess.
Yeah, the guy's a mess. 877-876-PHIL on the Phil Henry Show. San Diego, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
You were asking about talking about Charlie Sheen, and there are two things that I wanted to bring up if I could about him because of the cocaine, you know, that they reported he is using.
Yes, sir.
A felony offense of cocaine. Well, it's not a felony if you're not giving it to someone. If you use it, it's a felonious. And I'm trying to be a police officer, but man, I'm not going to, you know, be that good of a cop, you know, if I can't figure this stuff out. And I know he's going to...
Well, okay, so what are you saying? Well, you're telling me about Charlie Sheen. He's using coke.
Right, because there was a letter, I think that is a lawyer sent, that says that he's using cocaine.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to be much of a police officer because I want to be a police officer, but how good of a cop am I going to be if I can't figure out that a guy who does cocaine is a feloniousness, you know, or a felonious. Is doing felony. You know what I mean?
And
Filoni? Are you talking about a felonious...
felonious behavior.
Okay.
Well, what kind of cop am I going to be if I can't figure that out?
Well, I don't know, sir. You want to be a cop, is that right?
Yes, sir. I want to be a LAPD.
Okay. So what can't you figure out?
I can't figure out if he's baloney. Forget it.
Yeah, okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute, you got to hang up, man.
What's that?
I said you have to hang the phone up.
Oh, okay. How's that?
No, it ain't hung up yet. Man.
Hang up the phone!
What?
Hang your phone up!
You got to hang the phone up, man, okay?
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. I can't find... Hold on.
Aren't you on a cell phone?
No, I'm not. I'm at my grandmother's house. I was taking a shower. Hey, Grandma, where's the phone? Here it is.
What's the problem, man?
I've never seen a phone. I use cell phones and everything. I've never seen a phone. You got to hang up.
I beg your pardon? You've never seen a phone? You got to hang up.
No, sir.
Are you ready for this guy?
You have never seen a phone, you gotta hang up, man?
What?
You never seen a phone, you gotta hang up.
No, I told you I've never seen a phone that what's gotta get hanged up, no.
Well, all you do, man, find the phone, push the button down.
What'd you say?
Find the phone, push the button down.
You gotta find the phone and push the button down.
That's what I'm trying to do, man. Why can't I do it?
Oh, this guy's...
Gotta find the phone, push a button now.
I know, I can't... Oh, here it is.
Are you kidding me or something?
I didn't do it.
That's about the dumbest guy I've ever talked to in the history of my life on this planet. A cat that can't... He can't hang up the phone?
Well, you know, it makes sense, man. If he's never been around a phone that gets hung up.
If he's never been around a phone that gets hung up. Well, he's been around some people that can get hung up, like me.
Yeah, not to mention him.
Not to mention him. Are you telling me we now have a generation of people who have never been around telephones that get hung up? All they know are telephones with, wow. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Got a lot of news in our news hour with Bud and with Robert. The Wisconsin governor offers concessions on the budget bill. Well, isn't that sexy? Well, it's important anyway. And the Libya crisis sends U.S. gas prices up. Plus, Obama is going to turn things back over to the Gitmo tribunals. You see, there's fantasy land and there's reality. And President Obama sees reality. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, Bud Dickman, who is our one of our on-site producers here, you think this article is horse dung. You agree with Rance then. What about you, Robert?
Yeah, I think there's something fishy about it.
Well, first of all, Rush Limbaugh don't need no, get pay no caller.
No, I don't think Rush uses a service. Let me, the article is right here on our homepage, and we reprinted it in full, and we did give attribution to Mr. Levi Leibowitz, and it's from Tablet Magazine. All right. And it basically says that we have a service, new custom caller service, read the service's website, which according to this article disappeared as this story was being reported. Now, here's one of the things that places like the Huffington Post, places like the Nation magazine, which doesn't know a thing about radio or how, you know, if you're gonna go after guys like Rush, man, you better at least know what you're talking about. You know, none of these articles, none of these editorialists know anything about how radio shows are done. First of all, if they did, they know that Limbaugh doesn't need to pay people to call his show. Number two, neither does Sean Hannity, neither does Glenn Beck. And our show, we don't need callers, period. And the callers that we do need, we know how to manipulate them the way we want to manipulate them. That's what we do. We get calls a whole different way on this show, and we get them the way we want to get them. But it's the same basic premise, which is, as it would be on Rush's show or anybody else's that's worth a damn, is we want good calls. Now, this service that you guys are talking about, they use primarily for morning shows?
Yeah,
let me do it, man. God.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I just... no kidding, man. I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
God, man. I mean, two times at bat. Go ahead, Robert.
All right. First of all, this service, yeah, they provide callers for, like, a morning shows and that kind of thing. Now, they don't really provide callers for a talk show. Not like Rush Limbaugh, like you were saying. They might provide caller for a talk show that is small, you know.
That doesn't get a lot of calls.
Yeah, and that, like, needs a lot of calls. And what it is, a service, so you pay, like, a monthly subscription fee for the service, okay? And then you schedule when you want the call come in.
Yeah, so these are like actors and stuff.
They're actors. The actor did some snooping and learned. This guy who did the article interviewed an actor. He said, quote, "I was surprised that it seemed so open. There was really no presence, no pretense of covering it up." So this is an actor who answered a casting call. A young man called into a radio station with a problem. He'd recently attended a bachelor party. He said, blah, 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 blah. It turns out that was the actor. He asked to remain nameless, was an actor, and the stage call an audition. A short while later, he received the following email. "Thank you for auditioning. Your audition was great. We'd like to invite you to join our official roster of ready-to-work actors." The job, the email indicated, paid $40 an hour with 1 hour guaranteed per day. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, what I was going to say, you could augment your income that way.
Yes, I could augment my income. What did you get?
Well, why not?
What do you mean, why not? $40 a day times fast. Well, actually, it's
pretty good money.
It's $200 a week. No, I couldn't. Well, there you go, folks. So $40 an hour, 1 hour guaranteed a day. That's $200 a week. That's $800 a month minus taxes. That's $46 a month. So
yeah,
can't beat it. All right. In other news, anyway, that was the ridiculous thing that we were talking about. Now, what was this? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. As you know, we told you that early on here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots, Obama would have no choice. And we told you this on this show. No other show told you this. We told you this. You didn't hear this on Rush. I guarantee you didn't hear it on Rush or Hannity. You didn't hear it on Mark Levine. You didn't hear it on whoever else. Michael Savage. You didn't hear it on any of the shows. You heard it on this one only, first, before anybody else. And here's what you heard. You heard that Obama would have no choice, but to continue the terror-fighting policies of George Bush. We told you this before he was elected president. Now, why did we say he'd have no choice? Because if a president is sworn to defend, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, which is essentially to preserve, protect, and defend the United States itself, and Obama takes that oath seriously, he would have no choice. And while we were not ready to join in the celebrating over Obama's election and say he's just the greatest president since, who was it? Ah, yes, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We had no reason to believe that the man decided to be elected president of the United States just so he could destroy the country. We were not yet ready to believe that. First of all, we didn't think it was an intelligent thing to believe. Secondly, we felt that if Obama acted intelligently, which we were betting on, intelligently, not necessarily politically, not necessarily ideologically, but intelligently, he would have no choice but to continue George Bush's anti-terror policies. And guess what he's done?
He continued them.
That's right. Are you sounding nervous?
I know, y'all.
I didn't know if you were cueing me.
I'm cueing you.
He continued them. Hey, man, at least I'm not going.
All right. We'll be back here. But he has continued another policy, and that is the Gitmo tribunals. Oh, yes, he allowed Eric Holder and others to have a go at the civilian trials there in New York. He allowed Holder and others to have a go at trying George Bush Justice Department lawyers for torture. Oh, they had a go at it all, and they haven't come up with anything, and they haven't come up with anything better in terms of trying the Gitmo detainees. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about this on Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Bill. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry's. Turn it down! God! 877-876-Phil, and welcome back to the show. This is very funny. White House can't get enough applicants for a contest to have Obama speak at high school graduations. Apparently, the White House is ramping up an effort to promote a nationwide competition to decide which high school wins a commencement speech by President Obama after an apparently lack of interest. That's great writing, isn't that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
After an apparently lack of interest, wrote Peter Mayer of CBS News. An internal White House memo indicates the White House is facing a shortage of applications.
How come?
Nobody cares. They don't want Obama there at their presidential, whatever the hell it is, commencement. How do you like that, man? That's about as low as it gets. Remember, folks, let freedom ring. Otherwise, it goes to voicemail. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. NPR appalled by its executive's Tea Party remarks in video. Executive fired. National Public Radio. National Public Radio, which is, well, not necessarily the official arm, the official radio arm of the progressive movement, but damn close. National Public Radio apparently distancing itself from remarks made by a fundraising executive who said the American Tea Party movement is compromised of white, middle American, gun-toting, and seriously racist people. Ron Schiller. He was talking to Ibrahim Kassam, an actor representing a fictitious group called Muslim Action Education Center. So this was another sting, right?
Yeah, it's like that guy, James, what's his name?
That guy that used to...
Yeah, he did that thing on an acorn.
What do you mean he did a thing on an acorn?
Well, what did he do on an acorn?
He didn't do anything on an acorn. It was the name of the organization, Acorn. James O'Keefe was the name of the guy.
Oh.
Did something on an acorn. Anyway, this is what happened with National Public Radio. Now, this is audio that is obviously recorded undercover, if you will. In this clip, Ron Schiller tells Ibrahim Kassam, an actor representing this group, that the Tea Party is full of racists. This is a sting video, so the audio is less than optimal. At the end of the clip, though, it's difficult to hear Schiller referring to the Tea Party as seriously racist. Really? Okay.
The current Republican Party, particularly the Tea Party, is fanatically involved in people's personal lives.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. After nodding his head in agreement repeatedly as the actor attacks Jewish-controlled media, Schiller weighs in saying NPR isn't controlled by Jews, but newspapers are.
I'm not too upset about maybe a little bit less Jewish influence of Jewish money in NPR, but science coverage is quite substantial elsewhere. So.
That wasn't anti-Semitic. He was talking about Israel. God, some of these guys are such amateurs, starting with that O'Keefe. You're trying to sting NPR into saying something anti-Semitic or, you know, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel. Some people may call that anti-Semitism. A lot of it is. I mean, a lot of it is. If you say you're anti-Israel, what does that mean? Well, you might be against some of Israel's policies towards Palestinians. I don't know that that necessarily makes you hating a Jew hater. But if you're just against the existence of the Israeli state, then yes, you are. I don't give a damn what anybody says. However, having said that, this guy is talking to this guy from NPR, and he says that there is Israeli money, or pro-Israel money, I should say, going into the newspapers. Pro-Israel money going into the newspapers doesn't sound racist. It sounds like there's pro-Israel money going into the newspapers. I support Israel. I'm pro-Israel. Anyway, Shiller says NPR doesn't get government. All right, we already heard that garbage. So there you have it. What do you think?
I don't think there's anything there.
No. Talk about a non-story. But I will tell you that I'll tell you, this is the thing that really is interesting. And there there's really a lot of stupidity. How can you overstate it? There's so much stupidity that you want to commit suicide. Because you can't even begin to get at the truth when people are really more focused on getting their article published, really more focused on having their radio show, really more focused on having their movie, really more focused on having their little sting, really more focused. This guy's so-called sting wasn't a sting at all. And this guy Shiller is on his way out. So this is not a story. One of the things that I can't stand is wasting my time on stuff that is not a story. I mean, I can't stand it. And it happens more and more, not because we don't know what we're doing here, but the stories are couched and camouflaged and made to look like real news when they're, in point of fact, editorial opinions. They are the personal project of a writer who was able to convince an editor. They're those kinds of things. You know, they're there to promote an ideology or a point of view, and they're not a news story. That's not a news story. I would have loved to have had the guy really sting that guy, but that guy was on his way out anyway. He didn't say anything there other than the fact that there's pro-Israel money going to some of the newspapers. You know, let's face it, man, and I mean this, O'Keefe's shining moment was Acorn. After that, he didn't come up with anything. I mean, it would have been fantastic if he had. And what he did with Acorn was great. Phenomenal. The rest of it was complete, what do they call it? Epic fail? I was about to say winning. I didn't mean that, you know. Epic freaking fail, man, on so many different levels. So, you know, and where is Mr. O'Keefe today? Is he in jail yet? I mean, the last I saw him, man, he was wearing a number, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was all that thing with that lady.
Yeah, that senator.
Yeah, Senator Landrieu, or whatever the hell her name was from Louisiana?
Yeah.
That ain't
winning.
That's not what that is. The last I saw that guy, man, he was wearing a number. And he was having a backpedal. And then, oh, I know what else. Didn't he try to talk some reporter from CNN onto a boat to try to, quote, seduce her? And he had condoms and he had marital aids. How hot? And did you ever see a picture of this guy? Dude, who the hell did you think you were going to seduce?
Yeah, he thought he was going to get that reporter, I don't know, to be all sexed up and stuff.
Well, what exactly was he trying to do?
He was trying to get a reporter from CNN, and she was going to be like, you know, all sexed up, like you were saying.
He was going to get a reporter from CNN, and she was going to be all sexed up, like I was saying. In other words, what he was going to do is make CNN look bad by way of its reporter.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't
winning.
That is
epic fail.
That's what that is, man.
Yeah. Got it right.
What do you mean I got it right? You bet I got it right, man. So, you know, these stings, brother, you can't be so heavy-handed. And by the way, O'Keefe pled guilty to the Landrieu stunt and was sentenced to 3 years probation, a fine, and community service. He avoided jail. Okay, and then he turns around and he pulls this stunt with CNN and the female reporter trying to seduce her, and he wound up sitting there with a boat full of condoms, and she was running away from him. She was running away from him saying,
"Gay as hell."
Because he was.
Say that.
Exactly, man. So, look at O'Keefe. Take it from a cat that's been doing that stuff for a long time. You don't be so bloody obvious, man. He's the guy that set up the NPR sting. So this Ibrahim guy, what was he? How do you like that? So he set up the... You know what, man? I think you want to go back to doing whatever it was you were doing before you started doing all of this stuff. Like what, repairing telephones for real? I know the Ibrahim guy's an actor, but what I'm saying is it seems to me this guy is stinking it up. This O'Keefe. I mean, I understand that this guy, he made a big splash with Acorn. Let's put it that way. He made a big splash with Acorn. But did you see how the guy was dressed and the chick, the hooker? In other words, it was like right out of Saturday Night Live. And they were supposed to really look the part? I mean, seriously, if you are really trying to look the part of a hooker and a pimp, you ain't going to dress like that. You ain't going to dress like it's 1942. That's how that guy was dressed.
What do you want to do, man? Go out and get a black guy? Go get a brother, because that's the only way it'll be real.
Go get a brother, because that's the only gate it'll be real. Man, did you ever... I'm kidding.
I'm telling you, man.
Well, probably you're right. I don't know. Either that or some Las Vegas operation where all the pimps are white. I don't know. But nonetheless... Even that, the crowning achievement of Mr. O'Keefe, and it was cornball all the way, man. It was strictly low budget, and it looked like it could have been something that, that they were doing for laughs, that they wanted to get caught. I don't know. All right, so that sucked, and I would just say this. You know, there's plenty of hypocrisy to go around, and there's plenty of lying to go around. There are plenty of people that are lying, cheating, and stealing. All kinds of people. You want to put that to work, man, and really do some people some good. Instead of trying to embarrass people, why don't you go and try and find out if they're actually breaking the law? I would love to see some of these guys go inside for some of this stuff. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right. I'm going to start to bleed from the nose, and then it's going to get expensive because then it's going to involve hospital. Here's an Orange County, California mother who has the blogosphere talking after several posts about her possibly gay four-year-old son. Here is just an example of dumb. And we have more. Peter King is going to have, I don't know, he wants to have hearings on radical Islam. I don't see anything wrong with that. I was about to throw him into that. I would not do that. I would definitely not do that. But the mother with the blog about whether her kid's gay or not, to go along with the guy who burglarized the house and was taking a shower and was discovered by the homeowners when they got home, and he's still taking a shower, this is not, I don't believe, an aberrance. I think this is for real. Now, let me tell you what's happening. The word is this. The word is this. The word is that America is done. Not that we're done as a country. The country will live on to a certain extent. But the country that was left us by our parents and grandparents, that's over. that country's over. We don't make anything. And the reason why we don't make anything is because it costs too much. We can't sell it because it costs too much to sell. And it isn't all that great anyway when there are other countries making the same thing and quite possibly just as good a product for much less. So it isn't like the old days when America would make the best car. We don't anymore. And we can't get to what we need to do because we have this argument with ourselves about whose fault is it? Is it the unions? Is it the CEOs of the companies? Is it who? Is it Obama? Whose fault is it? And if we can just figure that one out, we'll start making great cars again. But we can't make great cars until we figure that one out. So we play with ourselves. That's what we do. We're playing with ourselves so we can print more books. We're playing with ourselves so we can have another TV show. We're playing with ourselves to get another reality show. We're playing with ourselves so we can get elected to something, become the next candidate for something, become the next mover, the next shaker, be mentioned in the 2012 field of candidates, get on MSNBC, get on Fox. We just keep playing with ourselves. So America's had it. That's what they say. It happened somewhere between the time our GNP started to dip and our ability to export entertainment began to climb. That's the only thing we export anymore that people want. The global market for movies. How do you feel about that, huh? Television shows. They don't want anything that we make. We don't want anything. They don't want any hard goods. We got nothing. We got nothing they want. We don't have a damn thing that they can't make just as good, if not better. Well, how do we figure out how to do anything the old-fashioned, you know, way where America was really leading the pack? Well, we can't get even close to having that discussion because we got to get pissed off first over the fact that somebody said America ain't making stuff as good as it used to. We have to have that argument. We got to have a back and a forth about that. We got to have a back and a forth about a candidate for vice president who hasn't been a candidate for anything for years. We got to keep talking about her. Why? Well, because that keeps some people employed. You wouldn't have a TV show or a radio show if you didn't have Sarah Palin to bag on. You heard the Soviet, did you hear the president of Russia, a guy by the name of Vladimir Putin? You know who he is? He's the guy that runs Russia, and he said the following thing. We're going to be the number one manufacturer of aircraft by 2020, Russia. What are you going to do about it, America? You think you're going to do something about it? Not from where I'm sitting. That's Putin. You got to admire the guy. You people, your day has come and gone. The 20th century was the American century. Yes, we heard all about that. Thank you very much, America. You showed us the way. But guess what? You're done. 2020, we will make more aircraft than any other country in the world. Now, you're talking about green technology? Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about up there in the States. You can't get it together long enough to pull your head out of your ass. Down here in Brazil, we're already making that. In Brazil, man, they're the number one manufacturer of so-called green technology when it comes to the automotive industry. The automotive industry? We ain't got one anymore. You want to know why we don't have one? Because we got to have this discussion first. Who's to blame? Well, we got to have that discussion. Half these guys wouldn't have radio shows if they didn't have Obama, because it's all they ever talk about. Well, after you get through with Obama, man, what do you got? 2012? We got to work 2 years to get this country back on track because all you got is Obama, and that's why this country is having a hard time. So I got to wait 2 years listening to your stupid ass tell me that the whole reason why everything's going to hell in a handcart, and I'm willing to believe that. I'm willing to believe that Obama's the reason, but I ain't waiting 2 years for it to change. How'd that sound?
Pretty good, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. I got to work on it, though, you know. Oh, one thing that I did forget that we always like to work into every show. Yeah! Our show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Rick Johnson, and associate producer Dan Northcraft, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com for daily video casts, on-demand audio, and all that bang.